As you just heard, world leaders are gathered in Lisbon today for a NATO summit. And on the top of the agenda is ideas on how to end combat operations in Afghanistan. You'd think that they could look to Iraq as a possible model since we ended combat operations, the Americans ended combat operations there recently. But as anything else in Iraq, that end of combat operations was complicated. 50,000 U.S. soldiers are still there nearly 3 months after that official end of combat. And here's some of their comments.
The insurgents saying, hey, we're not done here either, so we'll be here until then.
The level of violence, and you compare that to what was happening in 2007, there really is no comparison.
I'm talking about two bombs a day for people at home who might be tempted to conclude the war is over.
I assume he's saying that don't give in to that temptation. The war is not over for many soldiers there. The deadline for all U.S. troops to be out of Iraq is the end of 2011, but Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he could keep extra forces there if the new government asks. Joining us now is Brigadier General Jeffrey Buchanan, an Army spokesman in Iraq. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Help me understand the difference between the official end of combat operations and soldiers saying this: there's no end of combat for us.
Well, you know, in the beginning of September, we changed from Operation Iraqi Freedom to Operation New Dawn. And our focus shifted from one on combat operations to stability operations. And so the key factor that allowed us to change our focus was the capability and the changes over the years in both the quality and quantity of the Iraqi security forces. And they have had the lead for security operations for a number of months. And so what's different is there is still combat happening, but the Iraqis have the lead for it. And we have three, in the military, we have three major tasks under stability operations here in Iraq. And the first is to advise, train, assist, and equip the Iraqi security forces. The second task is to continue to conduct partnered counterterrorism operations. And our third task is to support and protect civilian and military workers from the U.S. mission in Iraq and the United Nations as they build civil capacity throughout the countryside.
Okay, General, this is a comment from General Mohammed al-Askari. He's a spokesman for the Iraqi Defense Ministry, and it sounds like he's saying that the Iraqi armed forces aren't ready.
They are not untrained, but the training they receive is not enough. The Americans only thought to create an Iraqi army in 2004. By then, it was too late because the terrorists had already infiltrated.
How do you respond to that?
Well, Celeste, I can tell you, I've been working with the Iraqi security forces, both the Ministry of Defense Forces, the Army, predominantly, and the police forces, since 2003. It's my fourth tour here. And, you know, I've got to tell you, in the beginning, when we first started working with them, they really did have a long way to go. And this is an organization that had lived under 35 years of Ba'athist control. They had a lot of tremendous weaknesses. And so we started off with what I would call baby steps. And in 2004, frankly, they had some significant leadership problems. Now, when I came back from my second tour in 2005 and 2006, I can tell you that they were performing very well at the small unit level, but hadn't mastered much above company level operations. And then by the time I came back on my third tour in 2008 and 2009, they were capable of increasingly complex operations and now really are doing a good job. This does not mean that they don't have room for improvement, again, which is why we continue to partner and work with them every day to help improve their capabilities.
Although, General Buchanan, what you're describing is really the legacy of the Coalition Provisional Authority having disbanded the Iraqi army that had Ba'athist discipline. Those leadership problems could be a result of the U.S. decision that now even the Bush administration has regretted in disbanding the Iraqi army and building it back. You really lost 2 or 3 years in this process, and U.S. troops are going to have to stick around longer as a result.
Well, I was somebody who was here back in the summer of 2003 when a lot of those decisions were made, and I can tell you that we had a lot of work to do. The good news is that they it is, though it has taken a long time, this is the best counterinsurgency force in the entire region. The Iraqi security forces really are doing a phenomenal job. And if you look at overall the security environment, you know, they, by literally any measure you want to take, whether it's the number of attacks, the number of casualties, et cetera, they've made significant improvements. You know, we're at less than 10% of the violent acts that we were, say, in 2007. Last week, for the first time since 2003, we had a day where we didn't have a single Iraqi casualty, either civilian or Iraqi security force member, throughout the entire country. And a lot of that is due to the professionalism of the Iraqi security forces. So we have had some bumpy roads to get to where we are now, and we are not error-free looking into the future. We've got a long ways to go, but the growth and the capabilities of this force really is, it is amazing.
General Buchanan, Secretary Robert Gates says, you know, we wouldn't give a timeline on when we would absolutely pull all American forces out. And I'm wondering what your thought is on that. We're going to be speaking with Caitlin Waters. Her husband is in Baghdad, deployed in Baghdad at the moment. And he's worried if we, once we do pull all American forces out of Iraq, of what will happen to the economy that has built up around the tens of thousands of soldiers there who support local businesses and go to restaurants, and once that economy collapses, it will increase violence.
What I can tell you is we have an agreement our country signed in 2008, and we're going to stick to it. And the good news is that even though U.S. forces will leave, the relationship between our countries will not end, because the U.S. mission here under Ambassador Jeffrey is doing a great job establishing a long-term relationship that ensures cooperation across a whole host of fields. And economic development is just one of those.
It's Brigadier General Jeffrey Buchanan. He's a spokesperson for U.S. forces in Iraq. Not quite ready to give us a final deadline on when he thinks U.S. forces are going to be out. But as you can say, he does believe it is much safer in Iraq now.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.